Welcome to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio right now, we have Principal Seth Allred of Mont Harmon Middle School. Still taking some getting used to say middle school there, yeah. But Principal Allred, I appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, 3 years in, it's still kind of a change for us. You know, we're still adjusting with what we're doing for the sixth grade and what we look like as a middle school, but it's going good. We're excited. If you drive by the building, you wonder if we're going to get going, but we have hopes we're going to be there on time. It's a little bit chaotic now and a little bit of mess around. As we're talking about the mess and what's going on, we're doing registration this week. We have 6th, 7th, and 8th grade registration. Today's the 7th grade. It goes from 9 to 2, and yesterday was 6th grade. With the construction, make sure you're going in that west parking lot and up on this hill and coming through the doors that way, because there's not a lot of parking out in that bottom end right now.
Well, the construction, I know you and I did talk about this before the end of last school year. It was necessary, though, right? I mean, it's a definite necessary project.
It's a necessary thing. You know, that building was built in the mid-60s. The roof had to be redone for drainage. And the first time we're getting air conditioning in the building, we'll actually have air conditioning in the gym for those of you getting ready for sports. It'll be a nice thing. But it was a necessary thing. And you look at the amount of work that these guys put in the 90 days that they're here, where they put a roof on that much of a building, come in and put that much stuff. It gets down to the wire. We're still a little nervous. You know, we're watching it and hoping. And, you know, they're giving me every indication every day that they're going to be done on time. So.
It's been a long time since I've been in the school. What are some of the big changes that someone who has been to that school or in that school quite a bit but haven't recently, what are some of the big changes they would notice?
Some of the ductwork, you know, with the new styles, they have the exposed ductwork. You'll see big pipes in the hall for where the heat and the air that comes in. We've had to this year. We've band and choir in the cafeteria and the gym have all got new units and stuff in there. So you'll see it. You'll see it when you come in. You'll notice it, and you kind of wonder what's going on. But you know, the rooms that got the heating and air conditioning last year made a huge difference. So we're excited to get finished up. It's a 2-year project. This is the last part of it, and we're excited to see it end. Yeah. We're excited to get it, but we're excited to see it end here in a few weeks.
How much trouble are the kids going to get in if they jump up and punch that ductwork?
Oh, I knew you'd bring that up. We haven't talked the first day, and that was my nightmare. You know, thinking back at junior high, I'm thinking, yeah, that's what I'd be doing.
Absolutely.
You know, they were great last year. The kids, well-behaved. You know, I have to say, they did a really good job, that we never had an issue. So hopefully you didn't give me any ideas this morning, Jordan.
Well, let's move on and talk about some of the changes within Mont Harmon. What are some of the changes that the public will see this year as far as staff or maybe involved with the athletics programs, anything in that regard?
You know, we're really excited. We have our volleyball and our football coach coming back. Coach Justice did a great job with football, had good turnout. They had a very successful season. I know you guys were there doing some games in that last game against Helper. It was just a fun atmosphere, yeah, for the students and for the public, and we're excited for that. I know he's having a camp this week free for the kids if they want to come out and get in touch with the school and then get things moving. And then Coach King, Brittany King's coming back with our volleyball team. They're getting ready. They'll start up next week, and so that's good. Our cross-country team, got to give a kudos to them. Coach Jones, they took state last year in middle school in their division, and so it's up and running. The kids are out and working. It's kind of hard. We're having to, you know, thank the high school and those other places that are letting us get into the gym with our volleyball, because our gym right now looks more like it's got stuff up everywhere. You can't even walk around in there. So it'll be good. It'll be exciting. A lot of new teachers. Mr. Caw, after he told me I could never say how many years he was there, retired at the end of last year. And so you know, we have new science teachers. Miss Hansen's came in. We have a new PE teacher with Miss Hopp. And I'm going to miss a lot because we have 9 new teachers. So you're going to see some new things, but it's exciting what's going on there.
Well, I can't imagine no history with Mr. Caw at Mont Harmon. I can't imagine that.
I know. It's just one of those things that's always been, you know, as you think about it. And he did a fabulous job. So he's going to be missed. He is going to be missed. Also, I don't know how much it's out there, but we've had a switch in the vice principal. Mrs. Bedon has went to Lighthouse High School, and Mrs. Bianco is joining us at Mont Harmon. So that's going to be a new change for us. And she has a lot to offer, and we're going to bring that in and have that. So in the office, you're going to see some changes there.
Between now and the first day of school, what do you do as a principal? What are some of the final preparations that you're putting in to get set for that first day?
Our teachers, you know, they talk about how much time our teachers have off, and I bring that up. My teachers laugh at me. We've been in trainings the last 2 weeks with our staff. You know, 3 years ago, we went into turnaround. We were one of the lowest percentages of the 3% of the schools in the state. And so we've done a lot of work there. We've had consultants and trainers come in. And actually, the first year in, we went from a failing school to just missed a B by 3 points. Last year, our scores came up higher. Our community has been great with that, and our teachers and our students working. And so we're in year three of that. This is our last year. With our scores coming up the way they are, we're going to be coming out of that. We were actually the top performing turnaround school in the state last year, so I've got to give my faculty and staff, students, kudos there. So they've been busy. As far as me, it's been, you know, working with getting the new teachers in place, getting them places to live, getting them on staff, getting them the training, and then working through the construction phases and seeing where we are. We meet every Thursday, and I walk out of there shaking my head and hoping and looking at the amount of work those guys are doing, and we hope. I don't know what else to say but that.
Well, here's a question that we can end with. It's a little bit difficult, I'm sure. What's the first week of school like for a principal?
Organized chaos.
Yeah.
It is. It's exciting. The students are coming in. They're excited about what's going on. Your veteran teachers, you know, they're jumping into the routine. Your new teachers, their eyes are kind of rolling around their head wondering what's going on. But that's the most exciting part of the year. You know, we're getting in. We're seeing where we are. We're getting a feel for what the new staff looks like, how we've put our teams together as far as our teaching teams. And a lot of schedule changes and parents. You know, those sixth grade parents, they're still worried about their kids. They're still little kids, and they're in, and that's what we love about it. And I would end with that. You know, come in and talk to us. If you have concerns, you know, you have ideas, we're willing to listen and love the parents coming in. We miss that. As an elementary principal, we had a lot more parent support. You seem to get to middle school, you get less. You get to high school, you get none. So come on in and be part of it. But that first week, you know, we're only 2 days, so we'll have the opening part of it and get the students ready to go. And one of the big changes you'll see this year at Mount Harmon, and we'll talk about this, and then I'll end with, is we used to be letting the Chromebooks go home. And this year at Mount Harmon and Helper, they are classrooms, so they'll only be in the classroom and not going home with the students. And so that's one of the big changes that parents will see. They won't have to worry about that, the damages and the student loss and stuff like that goes home. But every classroom will have a set for the students to use. So.
Well, Mr. Allred, I always look forward to you stopping by and talking a little bit about, you know, the athletics, definitely. I know we'll catch up and talk some football here relatively soon, but thank you for the update on the construction and getting set for the new school year.
Hey, we appreciate coming in. We appreciate the service you give us. Thanks, Jordan.
My pleasure, definitely. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.